Now, the reason for playing those two records, those two B-sides, that is, in addition to them being such wonderful, fantastic, amazing records, of course, is that we have Zut Zut with us, and Zut Zut consists of Kevin Hurd, who was the drummer in The Carpets, and Tim Jones, who was the guitarist and vocalist in Neon. Gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi. Now, can we backtrack a little bit? The Carpets and Neon both seem to suffer from what you might call the Northeast problem, i.e. you both got so far but no further. You both had records released on other labels, not on your own labels. Mm-hmm. And things seem to be looking reasonably good for both bands, but what happened? Kevin, can you
tell us first? I knew he was going to ask us something like this.
Well, personally, I got married. So, you know, I left in 78. So that's the first, and this is the first thing I've done since then. Tim?
But I mean, they didn't finish with Neon, really. Northeast problem isn't the whole story, because like of the record companies based in London and things, and hassles with them, and also, you know, giving you the chance of maybe one single, and then if you don't get in the top 10 with that, they'll drop you like hot bricks, you know. Don't need bricks. But the thing is, there's other bands, you know, many bands in the same situation,
because
instant number ones, you know.
That Neon track that we played was produced by Martin Rushent.
That's right, yeah, he's a big lad now, you know. I mean, he's doing Human League, etc.
Altered Images and so on forth.
Now, he didn't have any money then, you see. He didn't have any money when he was doing us.
Yes, I mean,
he was just getting his own label together, Genetics, then, you see.
Because the Neon single came out on Radar Records, and Radar Records was going to be the next big label, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, Elvis Costello, I think he was the one who financed... Well, can't say that, really. I mean, people like him were the people who made the money, and I suppose we were just tax losses, you know, really.
Okay, so after Neon split, the next time you were heard of was with Punching Holes.
That's right, but I'd done stuff before that with my own tapes, but again, refused by record companies, you know. And then Punching Holes, who I left, yeah.
Why did you leave?
Because of differences great differences in direction, you know. I refused... I didn't want to pander to record companies anymore, you know. You change your personality to suit the record companies, and you find that you don't like yourself very much. And Brian Bond, that's fine for him to go on and do what he's doing, you know. I mean, he's very happy doing it, but I wasn't, you know. So I wanted to do my own stuff. There's too many ideas to, you know, sort of let go of, you know.
Okay, well, that's the case history is taking
about
care
about
of.
Battle of the Eagles. That's what it was, tell the truth.
Well, no, not at all. Not at all. It's just differences in opinion and outlook, you know. It depends what you want.
Not the good old musical differences.
Yeah, it was, in fact, the good old musical differences. Thing.
Musical differences and contractual hassles.
Yes, yes.
One of my favourite phrases. Okay, yes. Now, Kevin, Zut Zut is primarily your project. It's the first thing you've done, what, in serious music for the past three or four years?
What's wrong with Clubland?
So that's what you've been doing, eh?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you did after you left the Carpets, and how come got involved with this?
Well, the thing is, like, I got engaged like when I left, so it's practical reasons, really, like, you know, setting up a house and paying the rent and that sort of thing. But since, 78, there's been a lot of change in music, like, you know, I mean... all these synthesizers and things coming into the scene, and it's just been sorting out what direction my stuff was going to take. You'll probably notice quite a big difference between that track and the Carpets track. Well, I wrote both of them, but, you know, there's a hell of a lot of difference. I mean, that was 5 years ago, the Carpets one was written. And this one's just...
He's been speaking to Eddie Grant, you see.
Yeah, that's it.
Over the telephone, presumably.
Yeah.
So how much stuff do you actually have, Kevin?
Not a lot. Tim's a lot more prolific than I am. I mean, that last track, I think it took us 2 months to get together. It'd been bouncing around my head, you know, for ages, the riff. And it wasn't until we actually said, right, we're going to record it. I actually got down to brass tacks and...
So how did you get Tim involved with your project? Because...
We met in a pub. Where?
Really?
Yeah.
Because in the Carpets, you were the drummer.
and you're playing drums on that, but you're also playing what, bass and keyboards and singing.
He plays most of it.
Well, I don't play the guitar.
Well, I'm part of the guitar and backing vocals. It's all him with a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is unusual, isn't it? Because drummers tend to be just drummers.
But I found this with drummers actually. They tend to be very talented people. It's odd because I've met other drummers who. No, this is not. I mean, Paddy Neon, he plays most things as well, you know. I mean, this is why, again, I was taken to it, because seeing the versatility of what he could do, you know, like playing everything, it's good, you know. You can rely on it, it's good.
Gosh.
There you go.
So, I'll get you the okay, thing. You've got these here tapes, which you did where?
Spectral, just down the road. Newcastle.
Now that is 8-track.
Changed to 8-track now. Yeah.
Did you have any particular reason for doing it in that sort of way, rather than going, say, in a 24-track studio? Was it purely financial reasons?
It was cheaper. Yeah, it's quite cheap. It's about £7 an hour compared to about what, 24.
It's quid. More intimate though, and you have more control over what you're doing, rather than you know, being overawed by 24-track.
Besides, we knew the engineer Paul Gilby.
Yeah, and he was very good actually.
He knew what we wanted.
Okay, so you've got 2 tracks, the second of which we'll hear in a moment, is a cover version. What are you going to do with these 2 tracks?
Well, I've got them sent round a few of the record companies. We'll just see what comes back from that. But what we will be doing, even if we don't get no reply, you know, even if they say, well, you know, we're going to go back in, what, the end of January?
Yeah, February, something like that, yeah.
And do an LP. On tape, see what, if we can get anybody interested in that. Well, if we can't, we're going to print it ourselves.
But it'll be the 2 styles, you know, like, you know, Kevin and mine.
It's going to be a blend, isn't it?
Yeah, we got bits and pieces in between.
Tim does a lot. Well, has a lot different style than mine.
Well, I sent the tape, you know, which has got interest. It's another separate thing from a record company, and I'm just going down to London, in fact, tonight, to do another tape to follow it up and see if he wants to do anything. This bloke, but I won't say anything, because I mean it's only off one letter of interest, you know. So,
do you intend putting together a band to play live? Because the standard thing, of course, is, well, that's interesting. Can we see the band? And of course, they can't at the moment, can they?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, who's going to ask this?
well, it depends on you know. What it's not, again. Is, it's got, it's yeah. It's not a band as such. You know, it's ideas on tape. I mean, you can batter around the northeast for as long as you want. You know, the actual it's a matter of getting the record company interest to actually keep it going, and getting the money to do what you want to do. And therefore, there's various lineups involving a lot of different people, really, in both here and London, as far as I'm concerned. And really, it's just you know, getting the tape recorders together and things, you know, to do these things, keep hitting the record companies.
What?
Can I give a plug for this record? There's a record coming out in January.
You must, Tim.
By the rest of Neon, in fact, and they're called Who Said Charge now, and they've just done a single called Sunrise, which is the old Rolf Harris thing. They're called Who Said Charge, and that's coming out. They've also got other bands on the go and things, so they're well active.
So everybody's in about 4 bands at once.
Yeah. This is the general idea, you know, hit them with as much clout as possible. Yeah.
So, I mean, if someone was really insistent on seeing Zut Zut live, would you think possibly of getting the various ex-Neon?
It's been done before.
And, watch us do some tips.
It's been done before, you know, gigs here and there for odd different sort of projects that people are doing, so that all the music gets heard. You know, it's not just one thing, it's not the rut of a band, you can do anything you want, you know, so that not
You're
one...
You're still being very, very evasive about this. Would you play live business?
Yeah, of course. But it's a matter of getting it all together and being satisfied with what you want to,
yeah,
what you want
to, two or three,
you know, play.
People to help us, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, that's easy enough. But I mean,
the second track that we're going to hear is "Running Bear," which is the old Johnny Preston song. Yes.
Yeah. Sang it in Blackpool to how many people? Got up.
So why have Zut Zut done this?
It was something I've been singing for ages in the clubs, you know, and in where I work, and. Willington Prospect
and it's also very refreshing and not pretentious, and just straightforward, just good poppy stuff, yeah, just, really.
It's just to fill in space.
I mean, it's not like a deliberate attempt at maybe putting something that could be potentially commercial on tape.
No, because if it was, I would have stayed with the bands I was in. You know, this is the point. You do something, he came up with that, it was good, refreshing, absolutely unaffected by any music business thing, you know. I mean,
he does come out with it.
He does, he does. He makes but I mean, wonderful PR,
no, it's very important, you know. And like I said, this is one of lots of things that are going on, which hopefully people will be able to hear, you know.
Okay, well, make sure that you send them down to us or bring them down.
Yeah.
Zut, thanks very much. Zut are still here. One of you Zuts, come here. Kevin, come here. Yeah. Where do you get the name Zut from? We were wondering if it was...
You should know this, because Tim did an interview with you, what, 79?
Yeah.
He was describing the music of Neon as a graphic...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was with Phil Sutphy.
A graphic sort of thing,
and
that
then,
went...
Zut, no, this is radio, you can't say that.
Yeah, because you can't describe it, so that's where we got the name from.
I see, so it doesn't mean go-go in Swahili land.
It doesn't mean damn in French, either. Well, no. It does, but...
Yeah. Well, thanks very much. That's really, really, yeah.
Can we go now?
In a minute. You may well have seen Gregory Isaacs on the Tube on Friday. He's got a new album.